With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator Bob Menendez will not run in the Democratic primary as he faces federal corruption charges. However, he is leaving open the possibility that he would re-enter the race as an independent later in the year if he were to be exonerated. Meanwhile, out there, President Biden is continuing his push for more money for the economy. Lawmakers introducing a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for several key federal agencies this weekend. Democrats were largely able to swat back hundreds of policy mandates and some of the steeper budget cuts that House Republicans were seeking to impose on non-defense programs. Elsewhere, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a major military operation by Israel in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah would be a, quote, mistake. At a news conference in Cairo where he met with his Egyptian counterpart, Blinken says he thinks it's still possible to reach a ceasefire.
There's still real challenges. We've closed the gaps, but there are still gaps. So I can't put a timeline on it. I can just say that we're committed to doing everything possible to reaching an agreement, and that work is ongoing.
Former Senator Jim Talent says many of the missteps taken by President Biden can be traced to one major and fundamental flaw.
This is an administration that structured its middle, or tried to structure its Middle Eastern policy around a partnership with Iran. That was the fatal, ridiculous, risible assumption behind their policy.
Senator Talent was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Planet Fitness is going all in on transgenderism.
The nationwide gym franchise has a hard and fast rule. If you're a man and you feel like you're a woman, you can use the women's locker rooms and bathrooms. And if real women have a problem with that, tough. Patricia Silva found that out this month when she objected to a man disrobing in the women's locker room at her Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness, and she had her membership revoked. Some critics say it's time for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism reared its head in New York again. Vandals, spray-painting graffiti on Jewish-owned cafe on the city's Upper West Side early morning this week. The vandalism made specific references to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas that was triggered by the Muslim terrorist group's attack on the Jewish state this past October. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are climbing.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.87% this week. It's now just below where it was 2 weeks ago. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan, limiting how much home buyers can afford. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from 7.79% in late October. That overall decline in rates from their recent peak helped lift sales of previously occupied U.S. homes in January and February. I'm Alex Vega.
Opponents of online sports betting in Florida lost their latest fight against a Seminole Tribe agreement with the state that permits the gambling. The Florida Supreme Court sent in a ruling Thursday. The type of petition the opponents had filed was the wrong vehicle for challenging the compact between the Seminole Tribe of Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis' administration. More details at srnnews.com.